Ned, for those of us who are just getting started on our calendaring, scheduling journey, you have a tip for us based on when you were in that position. What is that tip?
Today's tip saved me in my 20s. Tippendales, the tip of the day is this. We all have a lot of things we need to do, we want to do. There is a long, long list. And especially if you're a person who makes stuff like Ariel and I, that list just seems to get longer and longer every time you have a new idea. And when I was in my 20s, I was burning out so hard. And I implemented a rule in my life, which is you can do 3 or 4 things a day. That's it. And everything we're talking is at like a top level. So like commuting to and from work is one of your 4 things. Working, one of your 4 things. Cooking meals for the day, one of your 4 things. Congratulations, you only have 1 thing left before it's time to go to bed. And if you planned your day thusly, which I forced myself into, I was significantly more productive and I got way more sleep and I experienced burnout to a way lesser extent than I had been in the months prior to enforcing this rule for myself. If you say I can do 3 or 4 things a day, and you list the things you must do before you get to the things you want to do, now you have a prioritization sheet that says, what can you actually achieve in a day and in a week? And I gotta tell you, my life is so much better for implementing this rule, just for the context switching of your brain.
I was just groaning a bunch because a lot of what you're saying is me being called out. And it made me think that we should do an entire month of daily tips that may or may not help you, where we choose 1 tip per day from our catalog to do, and then we report on that.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, I often do your tips and see how they go.
Wow. And your life is shit.
My life fucking rocks, Ariel, and you're a huge part of that.
Good. Okay. I love that.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.